This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
What is mave? Mave is a difficult word. According to Shmuel, we again have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. This time as to what's the pshat of mave. Shmuel says mave means shame. So says the Gemara, if mave means shame, then there's no problem. We've already established the toldus of shame or kishen. Ile Rav doma mave ze odom. And if according to Rav, he says mave ze odom, my ovus or my toldus isbe. What is the metzius of a toldo by odom? Now, why does the Gemara find that difficult to conceive of a toldo by odom? What's so peculiar about Odom that the Gemara's... It didn't say before, my toldus, my ovus is bay. This is the first time the Gemara's used that lotion. Which means that here, for the first time, the Gemara finds it difficult to conceive of a toldo in the case of Odom. Why is that so? And what is... because everything... It's not sure by Odom, anything which an Odom does... The mazik is any action of the Odom. In the case of a shur... What is the av? It depends if he uses his keren, if it's a keren, if it's a kavanos lahazik, or it's a this. That. With Odom, there are no extenuating circumstances. Everything is included, and once it's all inclusive, what is a tilde? By shoyer, where the av is not all inclusive, one can conceive of the possibility of there being tildes. But by Odom, where the av is all inclusive, where it is not shy to have any tildes. By Odom Amazik, it means an Odom who does damage by any way at all. If using his own body or energy, he causes damage directly, that's Odom Amazik. So what's the Toldo? So let's go and see. The only thing you can possibly say is that Avneir Toldo Yoshin. The Taka, anything that an Odom does is the Avnezik. But what about an Odom Yoshin? That's not mentioned in the Torah. That's not mentioned in the Torah, and Odom is Yoshin. So maybe when he's asleep, an unconscious man, that's a Toldo. It's a different kind of Nezik. But that we can't say, Odom Muad Lo'ilom ben Yoshin. Odom is Muad always, whether Eir or whether Yoshin. This is very difficult, isn't it? This doesn't answer the Kasha. Is that what you meant to ask, Ruve? Odom Muad Lo'ilom, good. Who says he isn't Muad? We're trying to seek whether it's a Toldo or not. So maybe it's a Toldo and he's Muad.
This question is from what we're learning, Muad is neither an Av nor a Toldo.
It's got nothing to do with Av or Toldo. It's irrelevant to the Kasha whether it's an Av or Toldo. How does the Gemara answer it? How did you learn that?
Well, I assume that Muad is defined as Av, therefore...
It's not a Toldo. Can't you have... Is Negifa? Negifa is a Toldo. Can you have Muad and Tam by Negifa? Yeah. So the fact that Odom is Muad Lo'ilam doesn't mean that Yoshin is a Toldo. Yoshin is an Av. Yoshin can be a Toldo and still is Muad Lo'ilam. What's the problem? How did you learn Pshat? You ask the question. You learn through the Gemara. Read through the Gemara carefully, and you'll see the Gemara. Learn it. Yeah. So what is the kasha of the Gemara? Right. What is the Gemara's kasha? What is that? What is the problem? Why didn't ask that with the others? Why didn't the Gemara ask that with Karen and with Shane and with Regal also? My Ovis and my Toldus Isbe? Why is this special? Mefurish in the Torah.
So we only had to discover the Ovis, the Toldus.
Yeah, but the Gemara didn't ask my Toldus Isbe. Why not? Why does it ask here my Toldus Isbe? But none of them are mefurish in the pasuk. No toldos are mefurish in the pasuk.
No, I'm saying
the av of the others are.
The av of the others are.
And the av of Odom is also mefurish in the pasuk.
No, it's from a drosha.
No, what's a drosha?
It's
Odom hamazik. Odom hamazik. Odom hamazik is not a drosha. Now, that's a question as to what Maveh means. But if you decide that Maveh means Odom, then Odom is Mefurish in the Torah. Everybody agrees that Odom is an Av because it's Mefurish in the Torah. That's not a Shaila. Clearly, Odom. So what is the Gemara worried about here? What is the Gemara worried about here that it wasn't worried about in previous cases? That's what I'm asking. Oh, so what you're saying is very deep. What you're saying is that by a behemoth, each one of his actions are not connected together. There's no integrity in a behemoth's actions. He does things for different reasons. He goes for one reason, he eats for another reason, he walks for a third reason. By an odom, it's all one. There's integrity. It's all aspects of the same maaser. Whatever an odom is doing, it's the same aspects of the same maaser. So when it talks about an odom being mazik, that means an odom being mazik with whatever faculties he uses.
Why then when he
sleeps? Oh, so the question is, before we even come on to sleeping. So anything that an odom does now is part of the av. It's all included in the what is the pasuk for odom hamazik? Ishna, what's the motto? Yeah, do we can we find that pasuk inside in the Chumash? No, that just teaches us that Maver is Odom. But where do we know from the Torah that Odom Hamazik has to pay? Thanks. Where's the machlokes Shmuel and Rav and what daf? Where the mave is Odom or Shein? Of which daf? No. Not in Shmos and Pashas Emor, it is Makir Behemah Yishalmena. The Hainu Odom, the Azik Shoy. We got a Vayikra. Yeah. The shame Odom ksiv b'farsha kodim ki yignov ishur. It was other rabbi in the time hold it because the shame Odom is mentioned in our parsha, but not the isur. The din of the nezek of Odom is an emor. Can we have vayikros? Sorry. Understand me. How did you people learn this Gemara? Ve'ish ki yake kol nefesh odo mois yumatsu, make nefesh behemo yishalmeno, nefesh tachas nefesh. There we have Odom Hamazik. So do you see here how mefurish mekro it is? Now it doesn't say like, well, in the case of Shor, it talks about, it doesn't say ki yake Shor ish es Shor re'ehu. It says ki yigach. By Shor it talks about the particular action that causes the nezek. Here it talks about the action in general, yake, about the result, the consequence. He smites him. Maki nefesh behem yishalmenu nefesh tachas nefesh, u'maki behem yishalmenu maki odom yumas. Both of them, you need both of them. Good, but Pohereg is the same thing. It's also the of Odom Hamazik. No? Yeah, this is a bit of the Chabura. Yeah, Odom Yumas. But by Odom, it uses the Loshon of Make, which talks about the result, not the action. In the case of the Behemoth, it talks about the action. Ki Yigach Shor Ish. What's the Loshon for Shane and Regil? Vashilach. Yes, there it's talking about a specific action. Here it's talking about a result, umake. If it's umake, then however that mako occurred, we're not interested whether he used his hand. We don't say there's a different av if he used his teeth or he used his hand or whatever he uses. It's Odom Hamazik. In that case, where's the case of Tildo? There's no part of the Odom's body that he can use which would make it a Tildo. But maybe the subconscious is a part of his body that is not should be not considered the same. That's a separate part of his body. It's not koicha. No, it's not called koicha. Koicha is something which results, which projects from your body. You shoot a gun, that's koicha. But using the subconscious is not, is it's like a different part of your body. It's like a different limb. Sorry. And Achinami, but that's according to the Maskon of the Gemara. So answer the Gemara, Odom is Muad Lo Ilam. How does that tell us that it's a Toldo? Odom is Muad Lo Ilam. Good, it says Muad. Is Muad. Why? Mashma that it's Urche. Mashma that it's a, why does that make it an Av? Why does that still make it an Av? Yeah, but I want to know why the fact that an Odom is Muad when he's unconscious, why does that prove to me that the unconscious is not a Toldo, that it's an Av? That's my question here. Have you got it?
If he's conscious, why is
it? No, if he's conscious, I know that he's Muad. But what the Kash of the Gemara is, where is a case of Toldo? By Odom, there can't be Toldo because it says, V'chiyake, U'make v'hem o'yishamenu, any case of Make. So where can there possibly be a Toldo? Suggest the Gemara, maybe Yoshin is a Tolda. Answer the Gemara, no, Yoshin can't be a Tolda because it says that an Odom is Muad Lo'ilam, Bein Eir Bein Yoshin. My question is, the fact that he's Muad when he's Yoshin, how does that prove that he's it's an Av? Because he's Muad, so it's a Tolda and he's Muad. In the Torah, it doesn't say that Yoshin, it doesn't talk about Odom HaYoshin. It talks about Umake Behem HaYushalmenu. So we've got to say the following. If the subconscious is taka, a separate limb, and is not included in Make, that's what it would mean if it's a Toldo, that it's not included in Make. Then we would have to say, why is it not included in Make? Because that's not called Make. Why is it not called Make?
Make needs intention.
So you would have to say, Make needs intention. And Yoshin is not intentional. If Yoshin is not, that's the only way you could say that Yoshin is not included in Make. If Yoshin is not included in Makeh because it's unintentional, how can it be Muad? How can you be mu'ad on something that's unintentional? The whole thing with mu'ad is that you should have known. That's what mu'ad means. Tam is unintentional. So you couldn't have known. But if an Adam is mu'ad when he's yoshin, that means that you should have known. If you should have known, it is intentional. If it's intentional, it's included in makir. How can it be intentional when a person's unconscious? So the Baal HaMusar would certainly have a good way of answering it. Yeah, that's the simple way of doing it. You've got to know that you move in your sleep. And the Mela, you've got to see that you're not lying near anything breakable or anything that you could harm. And to go to sleep in a careless way is called intentional. No, you're not makir while you're awake. You're makir while you're asleep. But since you lay down in a careless fashion, you should have been able to foresee the movements of your body while you're asleep, and therefore you are responsible for what you did when you're asleep. Because it was my idea that you don't know what you're doing when you're asleep, that's fine. But you do know before you're going to sleep that you're going to do unpredictable things. And therefore you've got to make provision for that. And it's a wonderful, in terms of psychology and musa, it's an incredible limud. That means a person is responsible not only for what he does consciously, but he's responsible for those situations in which he is likely in an unconscious state to do funny things. For example, a person who's a shikir. He's drunk and he does terrible things when he's drunk. It's just not onus. Can I do? You must excuse me. I didn't know what I was doing. The answer is, if you knew when you were drinking, and you knew that when a person gets drunk, he does funny things, so you shouldn't have put yourself in that situation. You want to get drunk, lock yourself up, or you can't do any harm. Why would the law hold? The only issue is getting drunk. Is that so? So we say no, you should have. You see from this an incredible concept that you should have foreseen that you do funny things. I haven't seen this. I haven't seen the tshuva, but it makes sense. It makes sense that to put yourself into such a state. But we see you're allowed to go to sleep. One could tie against that. You're allowed to go to sleep. You're allowed to have a drink. The only thing is, you've got to do it in such a way that won't cause trouble. So according to that, if Rav Moshe does use this as the basis, then it should be mutter to take marijuana, provided you lock yourself up in a padded cell. There's no issue in the etzema thing. If that's the only problem, because you see you're allowed to go to sleep. Even though you're going to do things that are uncontrollable. Now this is very important, because that's also the yesod of the brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer. What's we going to do with the brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, you might ask? What's the brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer based on? What posuk? V'nishmata mikol davara. Remember that? What's pshat in v'nishmata mikol davara? What does the Gemara say? Shelo yaharer odom bayoyim veyovel lidei tuma balaylo. Person ejaculates at night, that brings him to a state of tuma. Ayat anoynes? What? It's not anoynes. If your thoughts were absolutely pure during the day, you wouldn't come to tuma at night. So the way you go to sleep determines how you sleep, with what kedusha you sleep. And you can't say, I'm asleep, so it's not my fault. The dreams that I have and the thoughts that I have when I'm asleep, what can I do? Subconscious. That's all right for the psychologist, but not for Torah. Torah says you are responsible for the way you go to sleep. And just as you have to remove any breakables from around you, and you mustn't go to sleep in a way where you can cause nezek to somebody else while you're asleep, so kol shchein, you mustn't go to sleep in a way where you can cause nezek to your neshama while you're asleep. So if there's a chiyuv to watch your body before you go to sleep, kol shchein, you've got to watch your machshavas before you go to sleep. And that's why it's brought in the sforim that one should learn before you go to sleep. The worst thing to do is to go to sleep reading a detective novel or a newspaper. The Chabad, it's bad enough reading some of these things any time of the day. But sometimes one thinks, no, I'm about to go to sleep. That's the one time where it's mutter to relax a little bit. You want to do that? Fine. Sit up at the table and learn your detective story b'iyun. When you go to bed, when you lie down, you want to learn in bed, you take a sefer. Take a biography of the Gedolim, take the Likutim from Busa, take something light, 5 minutes, that's all you need to do. And you'll find it does wonders for the way you get up does wonders for the way you sleep. You wake up with a feeling that your neshama has been with the Ribbono Shel Olam, not that it's been wandering around in some strange place. One actually, it actually controls, it affects the way you sleep, and one wakes up with a completely different direction, and one's totally responsible for the way you go to sleep. That's the yesod here. That's the yesod here. It's very wrong to see certain things, certain activities, as passive. And sleeping is one of them that one sees as passive. What does going to sleep mean? Sort of drifting off to sleep. The day is finished and I drift off. That's not what sleep is. Sleep is a meiser, like anything else. And you need kavana, and you do it deliberately, and you do it with intention, and with direction, and with purpose. So going to sleep is like any other. Now, the Gedolei Israel died like that. Even missile, they never regarded as something that just happens to you. By the tzaddikim and the Gedolei Israel, they were never in a state of being a chefzer, of being in the hands, in the power of something else. My body is drifting, fatigue is taking hold of me and is pulling me into sleep. That means I'm a chefzer, I'm the object. I have no control over myself. No, I decide now's the time to sleep. Good, 5 minutes. I'll read the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, or I'll read some Torah Sabayis, or some light musa. Chofetz Chaim is lovely bedtime reading. It's not only bedtime reading. One can learn Chofetz Chaim be'iyun and learn Pshat in Gemoras and in Chazals that are too wonderful. But you can also learn Chofetz Chaim before you go to bed easily. It's lovely bedtime reading. Learn a little bit of Chofetz Chaim and you go to sleep. That's bekavona. It's not something which is done memela. I've spoken sometimes of the Pshat in the Pasuk when it says Vayiso Eino Vayar. Seeing is also not just passive. Walking, happen to see. There's no such thing as happen to see. Vayiso Eino Vayar. You look at something, you don't just see something. You choose what you want to look at. That's the important thing. So let's see again the Pshat in the Gemara here. Now it's clear. Asks the Gemara, Bechi Tema Avneir told the Yoshe. So before that, since the lashon of the pasuk is umake vehema yishalmeno, the Torah uses for the verb, the Torah uses the result of the action and not the action itself. Umake means that you cause a wound. However you cause the wound, that's beforeish in the pasuk. So everything is included in the av. There is no apparent case that could be possibly classified as the tolda, because the Torah uses the word umake. Therefore, how can there possibly be a case of toldo? B'chi teima av neyur toldo yoshe in elamai. What will you say? Enachanami. Any action a man causes with his body is av. That's umakeish, umakev behema. But what about when he's subconscious? That's not him. That's like a limb over which he has no control. It's a different limb. It's a different body. Maybe that's the toldo. But nan odo muad leilom beinei bein yoshin, says the Gemara, why should the subconscious be different? Because you claim he's got no control over it. If that were true, that he had no control over it, then he wouldn't be a muad when he's a yoshin. Elomai, you see that he does have control over it by the fact that he's a muad. If he has control over it, it's included in umake veim yushalmeno. And that biter is not a tilde. So you've got to look at something which is not a limb of his body at all, not awake, not asleep. So you can look at his saliva or at mucus which comes out from his nose. Maybe that's the only thing that you can think which is not his body. In what case? If it damages while it's traveling, that's kocha. It's no difference to throwing a stone or hitting with a stick or shooting a bullet. What's the difference? It's kocha. That's odom. Energy is one of your limbs. It doesn't matter if force comes out of the human body, that force is the human being himself. That's energy. Sorry. If it causes nezek after it's rested on the ground, then there's no question that it's hefker for sure. So it's boy according to Rav and Shmuel. There's nothing to talk about then. So there seems to be no case of a toldo at all of mavi. That's what we're saying. There isn't a toldo. Not only is it kiyotze boy, there isn't such a case as a toldo. There's Koichi, which is Odom itself, but that's all. Ela Tolda de Mave Kemave. So Tolda Kemave, what does that mean? And it shouldn't say Ela Tolda de Mave Kemave. It should say Ela, then according to Shmuel, it should say. No, there isn't. In any case, there isn't a Tolda. What's Ela Tolda de Mave Kemave? So it's only according to Rav that it's because of Shane. So Shmuel. It's only according to Shmuel that it's told of the Mave Kemave. So probably the Gemara is using the lotion to cover everybody. Told of the Mave Kemave because according to Shmuel it's Taka Kemave, and according to Rav there is no Tolda. So whatever Toldas they are of Mave are like Mave. It's true that according to Rav there are no Toldas, but according to Shmuel they are, and whatever Toldas they are like Mave itself. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Why not? Let's have a look at the Rambam. So can we get some Rambam?
Isn't that based on the Gemara a little bit later? Which one? Hatzin is when a cow uses its wings.
That's by Behema, but the Hugh says that the Rambam says that by an Odom, that the Kreach of an Odom is a Tolda, of a Tolda of Odom. It's against the Pshat of the Gemara. He must learn the Gemara differently to the way we've just learned it. If that's what he says.
Also, we looked at the Marshal Mahadura Basra, and he goes into the whole question.
What made you look at that? Thanks.
According to Rav, there's no
Tolda,
so how can you say...
Oh, you've remembered
on
that.
The same, yeah.
That's what, who are you learning with? Who's your chavrusim?
Michael.
Where's Michael tonight? Attacked very good. That's excellent.
Yeah. And the Shita
us today why he thought that the Briskerov didn't mention the Pnei Yoshua, because it's he says for sure he never saw the Pnei Yoshua. The Briskerov wouldn't have looked at the Pnei Yoshua. Even the Shita Mekubetzes he didn't used to look at. That I know. It is, but even the Mara Rashi turns to Rambam. Then if you Rashbo, if you need a Yesoid, then we go to Rishon for a Yesoid, but not Stamazah. It's Hilchas Chayvel Lamazik, isn't it? Have you got it already then? Echad HaMazik B'Yodo, that Rambam here. Echad HaMazik B'Yodo, O Shezorak Evan, O Yoro Chetz, Vehizik Bo, O Shepota, sorry? O Sherak, O Na, Vehizik B'Keifo, V'Neyo, Beishochu mikoicha, harei ze kemazik biyodo, vahim toldois shel odom. Vahim toldois shel odom. That's a nice discovery. What made you look in the Rambam?
So
do you look in all the Rambams? Because say, there you go.
I only
Yeah. Taka, really? Is that huge secret? Is it yours? when they taught you in Shemayim before you were born, they told you to look at the Rambam. Should look at it. Just listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Echod amazik biyodo, whether one's mazik with one's hand, or shezorak even, or yoroch chetz, or you threw a stone or shot an arrow. Vehizik boy, or shepotar mayim al chaveru or ala kelim, you threw water on your friend or his kelim. Vehizik and it damaged. Or sherak, or you spat. Or no vehizik bekecho. Veneyo. What is no? Sneeze. when this is moving, when this mucus is on the move. That's the same as being mazik biyadayim. Vehem tolda shelodo. He says the tolda.
What's the av?
The av is odom. Biyadayim. If you use yodayim, that's an av. Ze poshut bekamah mekudin samrin and geiri didaynil klima chitzav mfush bekamah de bekamah daf gimel. Do makeicha venei heichidam eiba adidukaz li mazki koichayhu. This is the Magid Mishnah. So he learns Pshat that Koichohu means, since it's Koichoh, it's Kiyotzebo. It's a tilde which is Kiyotzebo, not that it's an Av. Does Rashi agree?
No.
What does Rashi say?
The difficulty in Rashi is Koichoh and then the Rashi says,
Behind
Adam
Gufo. Gufo, the Behind Adam Gufo Bechai. It's a Machloek, it's Rashi and Rambam. It's a Machloek, it's Rashi and Rambam, for sure. Where's the Raiva? Where is the Raiva to look at the river?
Which halacha was that?
Halacha Yud.
So I have it on Yud Aleph.
There's no Raiva in Yud Aleph. No. Might be in the Raiva in the Shita. Is there Tekka Raiva? Maybe that's what you mean. Hasogas Raiva or Chidusha Raiva?
I just wrote down
Raiva.
Thank you.
That's what it must mean. But you're absolutely right. That's a machlekes Rambam and Rambam and Rashi. So how does the Rambam learn Pshat? The Rambam probably learns because of the difficulty in the answer. Yeah, but even before, you know, keicha v'nehechi dami, I ba'hadid azli kamazki keicha havet. That's koichoi, and it'll be kiyotzeboi. I bosa denayich ben rav ben shmuel hain debor. Elo tolda demave kemave. Meaning that that's going on rav and shmuel. That's how you learn. And Rashi says no. Which kasha? I think it's okay. The same way as we did, there's no problem.
My tongue is this way.
Right.
And if you hold that is.
Oh, I see. Then what's the halacha? Why is the Gemara has such shver kai from the beginning? That's what Rashi. That's probably what's machriach Rashi to say that it isn't a tolda. That's what's machriach Rashi to say that it isn't a tolda. Otherwise, if it was a tolda, then what was the halacha that it should be any different? What the heaven minute would be any different? That's difficult on the Rambam. Yeah, that's difficult on the Rambam. Why does the Gemara ask then, my told us is bay? What's my told us is bay? Kocha is a told us.
What does he come out of the told us other than a kocha?
According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
Anything except gufo, so a gun or a bow and arrow or pouring water on people, anything, that would all be told us. He holds that's not included in Umake Behemu Yishalmeno. That's not what the Gemara's Kasha Umake Behemu Yishalmeno is, not that includes everything, which is difficult. That's what they're asking. So how does he understand the Havamin of the Gemara? What did you find, Taki, in the Mashon and in the Shita?
Well, the Shita and the basis we found very difficult to understand. We read and try to read through it. He goes into the question and asks all the Kashas. Maybe we should look inside. It's not
okay. For Sunday we'll do that in Yisrasha. Sunday we'll do that. We'll be Omed on this a bit for Sunday. So what do we have difficulty? We have the Rambam, the Havamin and the Havamin and the Gemara according to the Rambam. We have difficulty. That's all. Everything else we've learned, Pshat. The Maskon according to Rashi, we're saying is Lav Dafke, which is a bit of a doichak. Yeah. The Maskon is according to Rav, according to Shmuel. And I told the Mavek Kemavek, the Chika Omar Apopo, I told the Ish. Told the Ish, mind me, you ask the Gemara. Ilayme avnoy sakinoy maso. This is now a different case of Avnei Sakkin and Masor. Here he left them on top of the wind, on top of the roof, and the wind blew them over. If they damaged while they were on the move, that is Esh. Would be he shoots an arrow and the arrow knocks over a stone and the stone falls on his head. That's probably Groma. What's the deal with Kerach the Kerach? It's the Groma, isn't it? It's too far away. It's not Chayim at all. No, that makes sense. That's an Ezra's choice. Is more direct. It's one step away. V'chiko, my Rafa Pato, the Regel. Regel, go up the Morah. King of the Regel, Regel. We'll be going back to Regel. We've already established that that can't be. Answer the Gemara. V'chatsi Nezek Tzeroiros. We're talking about a particular case of regal, that's of chatsi nezek tzeroiros. Einachanami, logically we could not deduce that there is any case of todoseim lavki yitzivohim, since we established the Pnei Yoshua on Sunday already, that once it's, there's a chiyuv nezikin, then you've got to classify it with one of the ovis. Once you've classified it with one of the ovis, we said, it follows all the dinim of that av, then by definition there cannot be a toldo which is lavki yitzivohim. And that we've established. The only case is an exception given to Moshe on Sinai. That's the only case. The Hilchos Gemirilo. Let's go through all the Rashi's. V'chika Omer Afo Patzodu Lav Ke'avdi De'atzodu De'mave Pulte De'shmul V'rav B'mave L'kamim B'shmaitin Odom Neyur Haynu Av Odom Muad Eru V'yoshin B'shili Perik Beis Ela Toldo De Odom Haynu Keicha V'neyu. Maybe a Toldo of Odom is Keicha V'neyu. Keicha is Roi Kape. Keicha means saliva from the mouth. Neyo Lichas Achote. And Neyo means mucus from the nose. Ibadid Azli Maski. If they damage while they're moving, Shenofal Ala Shirayim V'tinfua L'techa Mashkin V'nimasu. For example, they fell into food and damaged them and dirtied them, or into Mashkin, and that was Nimas. Interesting Rashi this. Why does he say Shenofal Ala Shirayim V'tinfua? Why not Shenofal Al HaOichel V'tinfua? What does Shirayim mean? I don't think that that's what he means though. But tinfua, shirayim, in that sense, that it's like he dirtied clothes. I wonder. Otherwise, it means leftovers, you know. Or to chamashkin, venimas, venimasu. It's very strange, Rashi. And also, why does he have to give us the two examples? One is enough. But in any event, that's koche, and it's odom gufu and it's chayev. Also odom, it's not a toldo. I was a denayich, achan noyach harik leoretz. After the saliva settled on the ground, his ziku damaged. For example, shehuchlak odom bohem, somebody slipped on it. Bein rav bein shmuel and the boda havada takola de afkeri. There's no question that that is a takola which is hefker, and if it's a takola which is hefker, it's bo. If it was an unpredictable wind, an unusual wind, then there's an oynes. Below mechayev, and you're not chayev where there's an oynes. Aval beruach metzuyah, have you told the eish? But if it's a ruach metzuyah, it's told the eish. Are eish nami haruach meilichel? Because that's exactly what eish is, where he lights the fire in his property, and the ruach pushes it over to the other property. The kach achem uruv bo, v'havi leilat sukiyah daite. And he should have realized. The animal was walking, so it has to be derech hilucho. This is while she's walking. And with her foot, she caused stones to fly. And with that, those stones broke kelim. That's the case of chatzi nezek tzroiros. Now let's think it through a moment. What was Moshe told on Sinai? what was the chiddush on Sinai that Moshe couldn't have known himself? What are we going to say? That you're chayiv, that means Moshe would have thought you were potter. Moshe would have thought that you're potter because it's groma. It's indirect, it's not direct damage. Comes the Ribbono Shel Olam and says you're chayiv. And what is the chiyuv then? Then what would the chiyuv be? Knas or moment? Then it should be knas, yeah? Then it should be a knas. So the Chayyur Moshe would have known that you're chayiv. He expected to be chayiv. Why? It's not groma, because it's during the war, something predictable. That's a natural consequence of walking. So he would have thought you're chayiv altogether. If you're chayiv altogether, what are the halacha of Moshe? Said I can't tell him. No, you're only chayiv chatzin nezik. That you're only chayiv chatzin nezik, and you would have thought you're chayiv the whole. In other words, I would have known it was regal. And so I know that it's moment, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if he didn't, wasn't told the halacha of Moshe Mishinai. But I would have thought you have to pay 100%. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're right, it's regal. You're right, it's moment. All I'm telling you is that you only pay chatzin nezik. So let's see what Rashi says. The kaimelan, the hilchus gemiri lola Moshe Mishinai. What was Moshe taught on Sinai? The mamoyinu huvelik knas. So here is Rashi agreeing with the way we've learned?
Yeah.
Is he? What did we say Moshe was told on Sinai?
We thought that the only time you can have chatzin nezik is in knas. So here we see the mamoyinu huvelik knas.
So what's he telling? So he's saying, you knew it was chatzin nezek, I'm telling you it's momen.
Yeah.
But is that the same as we just said?
No. That's what I thought
you were saying. What did you really just say? Not what you thought.
What
but not what you meant. What did you say? On what you meant, we can't have machlokes because you're the only person who knows what you meant. All we can have machlokes on is on what you said.
I'm saying that the chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu on Hasina was that in momen there is a case of that this case of Sreiros is Mormon. The normal rule for Mormon is that you pay 100%.
Right.
But here you pay half that.
So what wouldn't he have known? Had Moshe not been told on Sinai, how would he have paskened?
He would have paskened Chayiv in full.
Chayiv in full. Okay. And he was told? Chatzin nezek. Look down in Rashi. According to Rashi, was he told that it's chatzin nezek? No, he was only told that it was mamon, which means he knew it was chatzin nezek. Is that what you just said?
He didn't even know it was mamon. Maybe.
What did he think it was?
But
he thought it was potter altogether. Then Rashi should have said the chayev, the kaimel and the hilchus of gemiri or the moshe b'sinai, the chayev chatzin nezek, u'mamoinu. No. Wait the rest of the Rashi. This is the point at which Rashi tells us what Moshe was taught on Sinai. The Kaiman, the Hilchus, the Gemir, the Moshe, the Sinai, the Mamoinu, the Veloi Knas. Full stop. The Afagav, Rashi also Kasha.
That means he might have thought it was Knas.
That means he would have thought it was Knas, right. Which means he knew it was Chatzin Nezek, but he would have thought it was Knas. Which means Moshe would have categorized it as Kerem. Rashi seems to be saying that, isn't it? That Moshe would have categorized it as Kerin, and Halacha Moshe Mishinai says, no, you're right about Chatzin Nezek, but it's Momen, not Kerin. So why would he have said it's Kerin? Why? Firstly, that's the first question. Why is it Kerin altogether? Before we go into the question of Knas or not, why is it Kerin altogether? No, but how do you know it was Chatzin Nezek? If you say that Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai was Chatzin Nezek, then good. But that Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai was that it was Momen, implying that he knew it was Chatzin Nezek. How did he know it was Chatzin Nezek? He must have categorized it as Shur. And comes Halacha as Kerin, and comes Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai and says, You're right, it's chatzinezek, but it's moment, it's not knas, which means it's not kerem. Good, so it's not really, so why kerem? Right, so you've got to say that he must learn it with a memetzin, or he must learn it with a me'atzad. From Keren and Regel, or from Keren and Shein, from Keren and one other. He must have said, my Keren is my moinoi, ushmirosono darkulazik, ushmirosono lechos, chayiv. This also. Yeah, then you would say, I Keren is kamonosul hazik, Regel yuchiach. I Regel is ezeka motsui, Keren yuchiach, because I did. Probably something like that. And now that you've learned it out, you've got to decide which one it's closest to. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it appears, would have paskin that it was closest to Keren. Why? Because Mamoincho, if he goes like Rav, it would be because of Mamoincho. Or because he would have thought Bepashtus, Yurchayev Bereshus HaRabim, yeah. He would have thought maybe Yurchayev Bereshus HaRabim. Why would he have thought Yurchayev Bereshus HaRabim? I don't know, but whatever it is, we see that Moshe would have classified it as Keren. Comes Halacha LeMoshe Misinai and says it's not Keren because that Chatzin Nezik is Momen. Says Rashi, Ve'af Agav the Palga Nezik Shonagicha Viknas. I, the only other case of Chatzin Nezik is Nagicha and that's Knas. Damin Lekaman, Hi Palga Nezik Mamoinu. This one's different. That's the Chiddush of the Halacha LeMoshe Misinai, that this is not Keren. And this is not knas, even though it's chatzinezik. Vehilkech lav told of the kerenu. Here you have Rashi re-emphasizing, and therefore it is not as you might have thought. Otherwise, what's the other minute that should be told of the keren? Therefore, it is not as you might have thought that it's told of the keren. Elo de regel, but it's regel. Now, why regel? Why not shein? The mikoach regel who do osu. The only reason is because it's mikoach regel who do osu. It's more domain. Now that we know it's not Keren, so the only thing that it's left over is Shein or Regel. So you've got to be Medame to the one. Now with the Pnei Yeshua, it's beautiful. It doesn't have to have all the qualities. Remember the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua? It doesn't have to have all the qualities of its Av. It's just that once you've learned out the Chiyuv, you've got to attach it to the one it most resembles. So in Rashi, it most resembles Regel. Why? Because it's used by the foot. Now let's stop there for a moment. What would be, had Rashi said, the Talokh Lomoshi Misina was that it's regal. It's Chatzin Nezek and it's regal. Why is Rashi going to such an effort to say, all he was told is that it's Mamoina? And he worked out that it must be regal. Or we, Chazal, worked out that it must be regal. Why? Because it can't be Kerim, and it's more Doimit to regal than do anything else. Why is it Doimit to regal? Because Mikoyat a regal cause.
If it only been taught regal, that's all we know.
What will be a case if while he's going, he kicks up a stone and the stone damages? Not kicks up a stone, he hits up a stone with his keren. Is that a tolda de regel or a tolda de keren?
It's probably keren itself, it's not even a
tolda. Why? His kavona lazik wasn't with a stone. Why would it be keren itself?
His kavona wasn't.
So why do you think it'll be keren itself? With a stone, the stone damaged. So why is it different from.
Did he intend this to damage with the stone or not?
No.
He intended to damage.
But
he still intended to damage.
So yeah, good, but in a different way. So it would be a toldo, the keren. What would happen if the halacha l'moshe b'sinai was that chatzin ezek tzoros is regal? Then you've got no latitude. That means whenever a stone is hit up, it's a toldo de regal. Immaterial where it comes from. Rashi's mechadesh that the reason it's toldo de regal is because it comes from the regal. That's the only reason. There's no, it's not the halacha l'moshe b'sinai, it's regal. It's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai that it's chatzinezek, and that the chatzinezek is mamon. Not even chatzinezek. The only thing that is halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that it's mamon. Memela, I classify it with regal. Why? Because it's doimed to regal. Why? Because mikach the regal kosu. But if it came from the mouth while he was eating, if while he's chewing up the grass, he pushes his head and that hits up a stone and that damages, that would be shame. That wouldn't be regal. There's no other reason to make it regal. It's not because it's there's no other reason to make it regal except that mikach a regal kosu. That's Rashi Shita, obviously. Not everybody agrees with that.
Whether it was regular
in what case?
The Gemara wants to continue the according to Rova.
Yeah.
Rova thought it was, he continued to think it was Keren.
Oh, the holy bio of Rova, that'll work out nicely now, in fact, Ali Bidu Rashi. That'll work out, you're right, that'll work out very nicely. Let's go further in the Rashi. Ucheregel lo yavi de regel mishalim nezik sholim behind the drapot. And yet it's not keregel, it's not keyetzibu, because in regular you mishalim nezik sholim, and in and here you mishalim chatzinezik, so it's different halachas. Gemara's going to ask, of course, if it's different halachas, then in what way is it told altogether? That's the next kasha of the Gemara. But have a look at the Rif before we go further in the Gemara. Even I just want to show you that it's not everybody learns like Rashi lechayim. Sorry. Nobody else thinks like that. Yeah. Ve'asikno, in the second fat line, the kulo toldosehen k'yotze bohen, that in all cases toldosehen are k'yotze bohen, bar mi toldo de regel, with the exception of toldo de regel, umay niyu chatzinezek tzroiros, de hilchas de gemirilo, de loy meshalim elo chatzinezek. This is like he was learning. This is the Rif. The Hilchasa is that Loi Meshalim Elachatzi Nezek. Do you see, Hugh, the danger of learning the Pshat before? It's very interesting. You learned the Pshat and then you looked at the Rashi. Now, the Reb Meir Soloveitchik always says not to learn the Rashi simultaneously the first time with the Gemara. I don't do that. If you notice, I always try and learn the Gemara first without Rashi, because that way I find it easier to notice what Rashi is saying. Because I notice he's not saying what the way I'm learning. Rav Meir always says no, do because he's afraid of exactly what just happened with you. You learn your own pshat in the Gemara and then you put it into Rashi. You see, do you follow what you did? Whereas really you were learning like the Rif, not like Rashi. But you didn't pick up that Rashi was being chalik.
No, it wasn't like that. We learned the Rif before, the last time we went through the Sugya. And I obviously
stuck in your mind.
Married to the Rif.
Could be.
So when I learned the Gemara this time, I had the Rif's pshat.
Could be, but then in the Rashi you didn't notice that he was chaylik.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Rosh on that Rif. V'asikna, just by the gimel amud beis, v'asikna the kulo told the same k'yitzabim lebar mitzol the regel. U'may niu chatzinezek tzroiros. The hilchas the gemirilo, the mamoyinahu v'loy mishalim ele chatzinezek. Look what the Rosh has done. He's joined the two together. Now he goes on. Ho de ka'omar hilchas the gemirilo de mamoyinahu. This that we've been told that it's mamoyin, You don't need the halacha to tell you that it's mamon. The mamela mamonah who came in the told of the regular havi. Since it's told to the regal, you don't need to know it's mamon. Of course it's mamon. So he learns that Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was regal. That would have made it nezek sholei. Ve'ikir halacha lechatzin nezek gemir. And the main halacha is for chatzin nezek, which is how the Rif learns. Even though it's told to the regal and mamon, which I would have known in any event, halacha gemiri lo, what does the halacha teach me? That's how the Rif learns. Clearly different to Rashi. He might have such a girsa. There are different girsas in the Gemara here. Rashi and the Rif appear to have different girsas, and the Rosh might have had yet another one. Or his girsa might have been Hilchas Gemira Lo Debamoinahu, which might be Rashi's girsa too, and he adds on that the Loi Meshalim Alachatzinezik to tell you that that's really to try and be Mesakin the girsa. We'll look at that a bit on Sunday as well. So Mirtz Hashem, there are two things that we'll look at on Sunday. The first is the Shitas HaRambam, which Hugh pointed out, that Rambam is Cholik with Rashi on whether Koicho is a Toldo or an Av, and the second on Odom, and the second thing that we'll look at is this, the Chatzin Ezek Tzroirus, and what exactly the Hilchas HaGemiri law was, the Machlokes Rashi and Rif.